Welcome to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. It's a one-hour weekly exploration of the sounds coming out of the University of Missouri School of Music. Each Wednesday in the 6 p.m. hour, we visit with members of the School of Music community, be they students, faculty, staff, or alumni, about the music that they're making or just enjoying. Coming up on this week's program, we've got excerpt from an interview with Christine Seitz about Show Me Opera's performance of The Marriage of Figaro from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Two shows this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Missouri Theater as part of the University Concert Series. So here we are Wednesday, coming up this Friday and Saturday, two performances of The Marriage of Figaro put on by Show Me Opera. Christine, what is Show Me Opera?
Show Me Opera is our student opera organization. We have anywhere between 30 and 35 students involved in the opera program here at MU. We do various performances throughout the year, but our spring opera, which is this one this year, is our biggest production. It is a full-fledged production on stage at the Missouri Theater, sets, costumes, lighting, and the orchestra in the pit under the direction of Maestro Ed Dolbashian.
Any idea of when the last time was The Marriage of Figaro was performed in Columbia?
You know, I really don't know, but what I know is that the orchestra had a complete set of parts. So I know that it happened here in the past, but I have not heard of it within the last 10 or 15 years, so I expect it's longer than that ago. Yeah.
That was Christine Seitz. She's faculty in the MU School of Music, and she's director of Show Me Opera, that's putting on two shows this weekend of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, Friday, March 11th and Saturday, March 12th, 7:30 p.m. shows at the Missouri Theater. Hans Herreth is here. I bet you've got a role with this performance as well.
I do. I will be playing the role of Bartolo in The Marriage of Figaro. And Bartolo is a lawyer who is plotting his revenge against Figaro for setting the count up with the woman that he loved.
For the uninformed, for the ill-informed, give us the backstory of The Marriage of Figaro.
Well, it takes place in the 18th century, and the story centers around two servants in the castle of Count Almaviva, and their names are Figaro and Susanna, and they're engaged to be married. And the only problem is that the Count has his sights set on Susanna, and he is tiring of his own wife, Rosina. The Count's plan is to reinstate something called the feudal law, which means that, unfortunately, he can sleep with the bride on her wedding night instead of her husband. So, this is where Bartolo comes in, with a character named Marcellina. And Marcellina has a contract that Figaro signed when he borrowed money from her that said if he didn't pay it back, he would have to marry Marcellina. So Bartolo now takes this in his hands and decides that this is how he's going to get revenge on Figaro. And this whole situation just escalates and escalates and escalates until in the third act we find that Bartolo and Marcellina are actually Figaro's parents, which means that, of course, Marcellina cannot marry Figaro, and the Count's plan is thrown off guard.
As you could hear, a very complicated story straight out of 18th century theater. The original play was part of a trilogy of plays by a man in France named Beaumarchais, who had all kinds of honorary functions in the court of Louis XIV, and actually had some interplay with Benjamin Franklin selling him guns for our own Revolutionary War. So it's a really interesting backstory. But what happens at the end of Marriage of Figaro, which was one of the things that made the play revolutionary in its time, not only does Figaro get the better of his master, Count Almaviva, but the women are the ones who come up with the final scenario that actually gets the Count in a public situation to have to beg forgiveness of the Countess. And so the women get the better of the men in the end, and that made the whole thing very revolutionary in its time. And it also then means it's got huge resonance with modern theater, modern TV scenarios. It's very similar. It's a little more complex in the number of letters that get exchanged and the number of keys there are to keep track of, but other than that, it really rings true as a very human, very modern story.
Where do you go to find performers for Show Me Opera? Are they exclusively School of Music faculty and students, or do you tap the broader Columbia community?
These are exclusively university students. Under unusual circumstances, every once in a while, I will bring in a guest artist to sing a role in a spring opera that is beyond the scope of young voices. But this year, all of our roles in Marriage of Figaro are cast with our own students. Most of them are School of Music voice majors, but there are a few that are in our cast and in our chorus who are non-majors and participate in our vocal ensembles. But it's all students, and that's who Show Me Opera is serving. The thrilling part of this production, it's a very important piece of music in Western music history, and I have every role in this opera double cast, so there will be one cast singing on Friday and a second cast singing on Saturday. What that means for me in an educational sense is that many people are learning this piece from the inside out and will have it with them for the rest of their lives. So it's very exciting for me to see that come to fruition.
Hans, this is your first performance of The Marriage of Figaro, true?
Yes, it is. This will be my first full opera performance.
And what is your major here at Mizzou?
I'm majoring in vocal performance and music composition here at the School of Music.
And you're a freshman.
Yes, I am.
So how did you come to Mizzou? What drew you to Mizzou specifically and to this program?
I was drawn to Mizzou by the large funding of a state college. However, the School of Music, it's very small, very familial, and that connotation of the school really drew me towards it. I felt a personal connection with each of the professors before I even arrived here to begin my studies, and I feel that that's very important for a music degree, to have people that you can be that close to, because music is something that is just so personal.
So Hans, with the major that you've got at Mizzou, I know you're still several years from graduation, but what are your career goals? Where do you see yourself going with the degree?
After I graduate from college, I would apply to a master's program. But beyond that, I can see myself applying to be a member of opera companies and also trying to gain a composer-in-residence position with any professional ensemble.
So Christina's Hans' answer there, pretty consistent with what your alumni end up doing after their experience at the School of Music?
The alumni that I know, I've been here now 8 years, have gone to a wide variety of options after they finish their undergraduate work. Many of our vocal majors go on and do a master's in voice. And then a smaller percentage, but a lot of them, have been successful doing young artist programs with opera companies in the summer, which is a basic next level of opera engagement in this country. And by then they start making more connections with other companies. I remember Kyle Stiegel coming back a couple years ago, and he was gonna sing this gig and then go to Japan and sing some performances there. And he's very active as a concert soloist. So there's that option for people as well. And many of our students are doing fine work in graduate programs around the country right now as opera students.
This is Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. You just heard an excerpt from my recent interview with MU undergraduate Hans Harreth and University of Missouri School of Music faculty member Christine Seitz. They'll both be part of the Marriage of Figaro performance this Friday and Saturday at the Missouri Theater. You can find details and get tickets at concertseries.org. Coming up later in the program, we'll talk to musicologist Michael Buds about the history of opera, and we'll hear selections from Benjamin Britten's Peter Grimes, as well as John Adams' Short Ride in a Fast Machine from Buds' syllabus for his History of Western Music course. We've also got something from Cliff Walker, Promise Music, from the 2014 Midwest Clinic, performed by the University of Missouri Percussion Ensemble. We've got the overture next to the Columbus Symphony Orchestra's take on The Marriage of Figaro, then the Berlin German Opera Orchestra with a pair of movements from The Marriage of Figaro. This and the run-up to this weekend's Show Me Opera performance of the opera classic The Marriage of Figaro at the Missouri Theater. This is Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5.